keep thinking of my friend Ray. He keeps asking questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't need to be there. So,
so if you ask me what's going to happen on the next day, that's a good
Well, no, to finish off this date, you've gone from a position of, like, first date in your house, establishing intimacy by sucking her toes, or toe, per se, her sort of grokking to that, agreeing to that, leading on to the bedroom.
There was no agreement. It was a pure force thing, but agreement on...
What type of force? Your force, her force, both your force?
The combined force.
Your combined... So she's acknowledging there's energy, you know, you're both really in the same space together, she has her issues, you have your, you know, things going on, and you're just finding equilibrium, you know, and you've gone to the toe issue, and then you go on to the bedroom, and then they talk about stuff, and then you've agreed to talk about stuff.
Yes. And not just talking, I mean, like, there's obviously physical exchange as well.
What type of physical exchange?
rimming.
So she lets you rim her, but she won't let anything else happen. No, wow! No. Oh my gosh! Hot! Yeah. Oh!
No, but she's very affectionate, and I'm very affectionate.
So you're kissing?
Kissing and you know.
Heavy petting.
Yeah, petting.
Touching.
What's rimming? What? No, it's rimming. I'm serious.
It's around the rim. You lick your tongue around the rim of desired objects.
A particular object.
Not
the main
object, but the
secondary object. Okay, right.
A new one? Oh, it's...
I can
show you some videos if you want.
He's in them. Alright, so this is the unveiling of... What's the name again? Oh, let's not call her that. We're on tape now.
What's her name?
Lots of Northern European...
She sounds beautiful. She sounds as a beautiful, delicate flower and blossom. Is willing to like go through this process with you. You repeated the right season of her development and blossoming.
Yeah, it's exactly. And when no, it's true. When you said it, it's not like to say that you know, like the whatever there's blockages there. Like
she's well, it's just growth pattern.
She has her own energy and her own field, and
but she's open to developing with you.
Next time she comes over and you're all present.
I know. That's why you know. But this is Roseanne, but. No, like what I'm saying is like she'll come back.
Yeah,
absolutely. She's totally keen, man.
Today's only Monday. She'll see Sunday. When's the next day?
Wednesday.
Can I be here?
She's totally.
Maybe call this one the joyous sex. This will be the vlog.
Okay. No, she's totally gorgeous and really sensual.
Because you know, sex isn't just a physical act. Yeah. It's the energetic merging of two energetic bodies coming together, finding their equilibrium, finding their balance and their boundaries. You know, the dance. It's the dance. So the two.
Penetration doesn't necessarily mean sex.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
And really, they're really beautiful, energetic, delicate things. It's about the, you know, you're together and the energy and the overlap when the energy is given over from the heart mesh. To heart, you know, the mesh to mesh, yeah.
Yeah, no,
have you gone to mesh to mesh?
Yeah, totally. We're in there.
And how did it feel?
It was really funny because I was doing my smooth moves on up.
What are they? What are your tunes with?
Well, basically, I mean...
Rimming?
Yeah,
apart from the rimming is the word. Yeah.
They're my clean rimming.
Sucking toes, rimming.
No, like, what are you going to do? Like, if you want to touch someone...
Yeah.
You are recording in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to touch someone, what you have to do is you have to kind of project the sensations they're experiencing at the moment... When they'll be experiencing.
You project bliss or some type of
state. Yeah, so like just say, just imagine you and me, right? We're sitting down and you just grab this big, big, juicy peach, you know, and look at it. It just has a certain smell. It's just, you know, it's just ripe.
Who taught you that peach metaphor?
No, oh my God. I just thought of it.
Right, yeah. I think I know what you mean.
So you just got to work that into one.
But the rawness and the honesty of exchanging energy with another human being. Yeah. I mean, that's love. It's sexual, but it's energetic. It doesn't have to be, you know, the act of sex. It's the energy exchange.
Yeah.
Brianna lost his virginity at 4, by the way. We're just putting that in the conversation. 5. I thought it was 4.
Yeah.
Was it
10? Did you hear that, Emma? I lost my virginity at 5.
Brianna.
It's finished.
Lots of people hearing this.
That's okay.
It's the web.
I don't know your name. I'm sure I did.
Alright, so wait a sec. So between Thursday and Saturday, you've entered into a beautiful relationship with this woman who you just met, who you work with.
Yeah.
Who's just, you know, she's on the wavelength, she's going through her path and her journey. She's energetically open, she's attractive to you, you're attractive to her, you're developing into this relationship with her, and it's beautiful. Yes. How beautiful is this? That was your first day.
Yeah.
And what else do you want to say about that, or how does that end?
It ends really, really nicely, and it actually, what has to happen, it's a title of one of those really beautiful situations where it is, like, loving and amazing, and I've actually found someone that's quite...
So wait, for you, apart from making your moves, per se, you've actually emotionally given your energy to another person.
Yeah,
so how does that feel?
Because it's fucking beautiful.
You haven't been looking for that, but you've been wanting it without looking for it.
I have been wanting it, but, No, it feels fucking great, and, like, I mean... It feels really nice to have someone to kind of share that space with, and that's what I've been looking for, is someone to share that space.
And she's someone who is reputable and honourable enough to share space with, you know what I mean? It's another soul that you can do that with, yeah.
It's a beautiful experience, and I think, I was like playing all these moves or whatever, but I mean, essentially, it's just trying to like amplify the actual emotions that are going underneath it.
Yeah, that's the core intent, which is to come together and, you know, be one together.
Oh
my god, I love love. I love it. How beautiful is it? Wait, would you say
she says exactly the same kind of stuff. Like, that's the kind of thing she should say.
So would you say that?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, to put a word to the energy so you're feeling.
Yeah, it's love, yeah.
Oh my god, Brianna's in love! Congratulations.
I mean,
to have found another person, no matter what happens, to even initiate the dance, you know, to start that movement.
The interesting thing for me with this situation is I have to constantly check myself and not put my own projections in the situation that might direct
me. What are some of your projections?
Like, she looks like his ex-girlfriend.
That's a very good comment we must comment, because the first thing you said was, this woman looks like your ex, right? So, that was... We said, what does she look like? And you said, she looks like Flavia.
Are you with the ex, or are you with the new
girl? No, I'm with the new girl.
She's compatible. Like, the old person was compatible. And then it's not...
Bad if I, like... gorgeous blonde haired white girls that are very tan and look like that. Is that a bad thing?
That's just his.
Just what I.
Frequency.
You know, like that's
what you're attracted to.
Well, that was his shorthand.
Well, that's my shorthand. But she does look like her, but it wasn't like I saw her and went, oh my gosh, she's like Flavia.
Emotionally, she's not the same person as Flavia. You're not attracted to that.
No, but she has very similar characteristics. She's quite similar. I didn't choose the situation. Like, basically, I went to work one day and she was there and she was stunning, and I went, oh my god, you're stunning, I want to know you. Like, you know, it's not like I sat there and preempted and went, she looks like Flavia. She is emotionally like Flavia. Yes, she takes all the right Flavia boxes. You know, I'm well and truly like, Flavia's in another continent.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Did you say to her, you are stunning, I want to know you?
No, he's smoother than that.
When I saw her, when I went and saw her at the markets on Thursday, because I knew she was going to be at the markets.
She's a...
Sprout girl.
So she was really emotional when he went there.
She was crying.
And he did not offer to suck her toes at the market. He played his cards really well. And he offered emotional sucker. He offered to let her cry on his shoulder.
She cried because she turned up.
Yeah, but not because of me. She was feeling emotional. And I walked up to
her. Why was she crying emotional?
Underlying core issues, parents, stuff, whatever.
She's processing stuff and
she's in Byron Bay to heal.
Yeah, and you're part of her healing.
Exactly, but I'm not playing therapist, which I really like.
No, exactly.
You know,
you're another person. You're offering her.
Is she a Russian or an American accent?
Well, she has a kind of like an American accent a little bit, because she moved to LA when she was like 12, so she's got to do a valley girl accent.
Oh my god! She has a valley girl accent. Valley girl. Valley girl.
Underneath the valley girl accent is the Russian, because she's
first. That is so hot.
Oh my god! Russian valley girl.
What are you doing on Wednesday?
I don't know. We're just going to hang out after. I don't think anything special. I haven't planned anything, but.
My touch way.
I was thinking that Keeper Spark would be a good day.
Oh, good move.
Is it Locals Night Tuesday? Is it, can you go. Is it both sexuals?
Well, you can have nuanced sexuality this far.
No, I haven't.
You don't want to blow your load in this bar, Brian.
No, but can you have boys and girls in the same area?
Yeah, yeah, it's all communal. Yeah.
But in the sauna, no one's speaking.
Yeah, you're in there alone.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't know.
No, let's go with it, it's often there's no other people in the room.
Maybe not this time, I'm trying to think of stuff to do.
But it's a lush environment to be tactile and sensual in, you know, cohabiting, you know, it's good.
Yeah, just give her a massage afterwards.
Yeah, in the hot tub, give her a massage, it's fine. Yeah.
Just get a night where there's not many patients.
I've been there many times, there's always people, but you've just got to take your opportunity, you know, seize your opportunity.
Well, maybe it might. I don't think it's ever this much there, but I don't know. I don't think special. I think she's kind of like me. She's pretty much a homebody as well.
Yeah. Have you been up to her house?
No, I'm not allowed to go there, apparently.
I was going
to
say, that's the next step, to go to her house.
What do you mean
I never go there?
Because,
Oh, there's something going on.
No, baggage. It's not that bad. It's basically, she was with this guy in Australia.
But he still lives there.
No.
In the south.
No. They were friends. The person that's living was friends with...
The ex.
With the ex. But they're not... Anyway, the point
is... She can't take anyone new because the landlord...
No. They're basically letting her stay in their, like, in a cottage on their property.
For free.
For free. And, like, cooking for her.
If she takes an ex, it will upset the emotional balance between the...
The only requirement that they had... There is an Israeli couple. The name is Mahali and something else. But the only requirement of her was that she didn't bring any water. That was all they asked of her. So she's kind of like...
Maybe they want to take her to bed.
I think maybe...
Oh, hello, you think? Why would they ask that?
Yeah, but
all they ask is you don't have any emotional attachments to other people in the world. That's a pretty full-on thing to ask.
No, wait, I understand.
Wait, Levin's got it.
This is their property, and they're taking someone in, and they're worried that, you know, she's going to start bringing...
boys around.
She's screaming at midnight. She's just screaming up her head.
She's a gorgeous girl that obviously knows she's a gorgeous girl, and boys are going to be like flocking to her. Like,
but they haven't been.
So they have.
Who?
Well, basically, the day that I met her at Ambergy, as soon as I saw her, I was like, fuck, she's gorgeous. And I just tried to find as much talk to her. You know, and I was like, you know, trying to like go out of my way to watch it. And the receptionist is an older lady, was like, told her, yeah, Rose, that if any boys want to come up and talk to you, tell them that you're busy. Because I was like, obviously, coming up to you going, oh, hi, what's your name? And she's like, so she obviously gets you on all the time. Like,
yeah, right. And she's one of those. Okay,
The builder that was there, because she's like, oh, the builder gave me his phone number.
Wow.
Like, you know, like, that was there on Saturday. Like, she got given a phone number just by being a receptionist.
Go, Bri, play the game well. Lay your cards down on the table and just... snap when you get a chance.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You know, like, I mean, but...
suck those toes while you can.
Yeah, get the toes.
Now, the key is, the key is being totally 100% yourself.
Yes.
Not deviating from that, not trying too hard or too less, and following the course of action.
Following the course of action,
Which it sounds like you're doing. So Thursday is the next thing, huh?
I think it's good. And I think what I'm really, really like about the situation is there's no... I think what I like about it is that she's totally a blank canvas in the sense of, like...
You've not sprayed her yet.
I haven't sprayed her yet. No, that hasn't done yet.
Boys. This is going out to the internet. Please, really. No, wait, okay, what I want to know, to bring this back to basics.
Yeah.
I know you, Brian.
Yeah.
I know you're an honourable gentleman with your own energetic drive.
Yeah.
And you've met another honourable woman with her own energetic drive.
Yeah.
And you're about to enter into this energetic relationship called perhaps, maybe, love.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel good. And I'm sort of saying, what I was trying to say is I feel good. And what I feel like is what I like about this is I'm not like projecting, going, alright, we're going to be married and have three kids, and da da da. Because if I think that if I met someone around here or whatever, I would be gauging what the social dynamic was. Because she's completely removed from all social dynamics that I know of.
You can just be it as
just meet her and hang out. It's like I'm traveling because she doesn't have any connections here at all.
which is different.
So she doesn't have those connections to weigh you down. Or
yeah, well, weigh you down, it's just more like there's no social dynamic there as well. Because like, I found that with in Melbourne, there was a lot of social dynamic playing on relationships, and a lot of times.
In what way? Like, you must meet the friends
well,
and
if,
get
you know,
it okay
if, you know, if you're a Melbourne kid and you've only got three stripes in a shirt rather than four, and you had red stripes rather than blue ones, you couldn't really hang out.
That bad?
You know what I mean? Like, Melbourne's pretty clicky.
Wow.
And if you don't really fit, if you're social,
it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, and if your social network doesn't fit with someone else's social network, it won't really work. If you're a happy hard house person and you start hanging out with someone who listens to trans music, it's not going to work. Because
the scene,
what I found in Melbourne. That's why I found it difficult to find a girl in Melbourne, because it was always that kind of level of. It's true. It's really.
Wow, you found someone who's not in that scene.
Yeah, well,
she sounds sweet. I like her.
Yes,
I like her.
I know you'll love her. She's totally, you know, not up to your alley. in a physical sense. Yeah, no, you'll definitely bond.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so, what's the plan for Saturday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, she's working. I'll probably be at the bamboo workshop and.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, and I don't know. Call over after work and probably go to the beach, because there's not much else to do around here but go to the beach. I can't cook her dinner. She's on this diet because she's got candy there and stuff like that. So she's on a no sugar diet, which means no nothing. She can basically eat like buckwheat and salt.
Why is she on this diet?
You could do buckwheat and salt.
Candida. She was candida.
Yeah.
I think you only go there with candida. Yeah.
No,
she's got milk and
stuff.
Yeah, so,
but, yeah, so that's one element that kind of sucks, because I love cooking. And
surely you could cook buckwheat or something that she eats.
Yeah, but buckwheat salt.
Wow.
You can't get
too
creative with
yeah,
salt.
But how romantic is it
here
to be...
Here I am putting sugar.
Brianne, you and her here in this lounge room, two candles, a plate of buckwheat and salt. It's not the food, it's the atmosphere you create.
No, that's exactly what happened. She just wrote me an email this morning going, thank you so much for our little buckwheat breakfast.
See?
Would you like more salt than that?
Yeah.
But that's the challenge. If you can cook her an inventive, imaginative dinner using those two ingredients.
I thought
pretty hard. Yeah, it's all in the garnish, isn't it? Yeah.
It's all in the garnish.
You've got to cook crockery now.
Well, that's beautiful, yeah. Brianne. So, any last words on the process of love?
Well, yeah.
Because
I think we've not mentioned this, but
this seems to be what we're describing. If there was a blanket word to describe the process you're going through with this woman, it's the initiation of the process of falling in love.
And what I want to say about it right now is, there isn't a dopamine rush here right now.
Have you got the dopamine rush?
No, I'm not smitten.
But you're about to fall into the dopamine level.
No,
what?
You're suppressing it.
No, I'm actually...
He's pacing it. But you know it's coming, don't you?
No, yeah. The physical attack...
So what if you go instead?
Where are you
what
at?
What I'm saying is I'm not going like, oh my god, she's so pretty, oh my god, blah 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 blah, you know, I'm not doing that, but
it's still sublimated.
The love's still there, but I'm not going, oh my god, we're going to make seven babies and do this and do that. It's just like,
there's no outcome, there's this process of being
exactly,
in
exactly, there's no outcome, and that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, the dopamine rush,
there's
no outcome in the dopamine rush.
The outcome is you crash. The outcome is you crash.
Yeah.
And then it all falls apart. There is no outcome.
But you don't project an outcome like seven kids or picket fences.
No, you do. You
bond. There's a bond.
Yeah, there's a bond. It's more like, oh my god, I totally love her, and blah, 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 blah. And you tell her about it, you tell it to everyone, and you just really, you know, you just really have a lot invested in it. And it's more than the actual reality of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's more than what actually is the person there. And that's always not the best. There's nothing wrong with being excited.
That now.
No, it's alright, but I've had the opposite in the past where you're like, oh my god. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'll have it tomorrow, but I like the fact that I haven't got that. I feel like there's a love there, but I don't feel like it's fueled by any of that kind of rose coloured. Like, I'm really wanting to love hanging out there now, but I'm not like totally.
Can I take a photo of you?
Yeah.
No, I'll do that.
Yeah.
keypad. Well, there's some options coming.
I don't know what my hair looks like.
Same as always.
Oh, there's a picture. There's actually, she's in there, but it's a really bad picture of her.
In fact, it's how
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a really bad picture of her, actually.
Why?
Oh, this is the bamboo stuff we did.
With Pauline.
Yeah, this is the
other. I'd love to hang out with bamboo.
It's a bad picture of her. It's a bad picture
she's
of me,
gorgeous.
So. Yeah, she's fucking gorgeous, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And the little Russian, she's got this little thing where she's got her hair up like a
Yeah.
Good Russian doll.
Oh, she's got nice teeth, Brian.
I know.
Oh,
she's got
yeah.
What does that mean?
Can I see that again?
How are the.
That dude, she's the golden child.
Oh, nice.
She's gorgeous.
She's really pretty.
I told you.
Does she play tennis?
Yeah. I don't think so. Is that a good picture? And she thinks I'm exotic-looking.
Exotic.
Yeah. Exotic?
Yeah. It's the opposite of the apocalypse.
Yeah, she's better in your life. That's a really,
it's interesting that you're both smitten by each other.
Camera can do that.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? And her exoticness is the plainness on a lot of levels. Like she's
It's your turn.
You've got the Latino.
Want to get the camera?
Camera. But yeah, no, she looks plain because she's not plain, but she's
blonde. No, she's plain, but she's
blonde haired.
Structurally integral. She's got the cheekbones. She's got the look. She's got the energy. She's a beautiful person.
No.
So what do you want?
It's on some camera roll. It's on the other thing.
Is it not?
It's on the bamboo.
That's the. And you're gonna hold it. You're gonna let go of the button. Which actually, that's when it's actually done.
Brian.
I don't know what to do.
Well, you did it.
Did it?
Work it, baby. No. All right.
Okay. Are you so gonna? I can't. Yes.
That's going on the blog.
Okay. That's if you want to get these photos off your laptop, upload them yourself.
Can
you send them to me?
Oh, I can. Yeah, come here.
Yeah, send them to me, and I'll upload them there. But wait. Let me just finish this off here.
Yeah.
I must say thank you so much for inviting me over for dinner and actually being part of your. Opening, I was almost going to say confessional, but it's not confessional, it's more like being honest about your falling in love or your ability to recognize energetic attraction to this woman and talking about it. It's really important that we have a vocabulary for love and for relationships, and also the fact that how beautiful is it that you've not been wanting it, or you've been wanting it but not been chasing it, and all of a sudden this person's fallen into your life and you've been able to be so forthcoming with what's been going on. Because it's beautiful, and it's two people coming together. What you're describing is, energetically, the process of two people coming together. And so I hope our listeners can get something from that in a perfect world.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you, everyone involved. This is Logos One, over and out.